Track number 2. Piazza del Monte. The square you're standing in is called Piazza del Monte by the local people because of the Palazzo Monte di Pietà, currently the building of the Bibop Carriera Bank. You may have heard of the Bibop Carriera Bank because of the scandal it was involved in a few years ago. Savers lost a great deal of money, and to this day the bank still hasn't provided any satisfactory explanation for what happened, nor any refunds. In the first few decades of the 15th century, the building actually used to be the city hall, before the city council moved to the new city hall in the cathedral square. Subsequently, the building was used by the Monte di Pietà, the main bank at the time, so it seems it was destined to become a bank. On the eastern side of Piazza del Monte, you'll see the old Palazzo del Capitano del Popolo, whose origins date back to 1280. It was once the headquarters of the Capitano del Popolo, or the people's captain, a government position held alongside the mayor. In 1515, it was converted into the Locanda del Cappello Rosso, the Inn of the Red Hood. In 1913, it became the Albergo della Fossa Hotel. Restoration work carried out in 1920 transformed it into the medieval-style building you're looking at today. In the lunettes of the mullioned windows with two lights, you can see some late 13th century representations of ploughing and harvesting. On the facades, notice the repainted coats of arms of the Capitani della Comunità, the community leaders. The main hall inside the building, known as the Hall of the Defenders, was once used by the councils of the community. The open trust ceiling of the hall has been reconstructed, and the surviving decorations, including several heavily touched-up escutcheons, have been restored. The room is now used to hold small conferences. I like going to the Posta Hotel to have a cup of tea. From the vantage point of the small tea room inside the hotel, you can watch people going through the little square without being seen yourself. On the northern side of the square, opposite Palazzo del Monte, you can see Palazzo Busetti, which the city's guidebooks sometimes spell with one S and sometimes with two. It was built in 1757 and is a typical example of sumptuous Roman-style architecture. It has traditionally been attributed to Bernini, but in actual fact it was designed by the ducal architect Bartolomeo Avanzini, who, like Bernini, came from Rome. To local people, walking along Via Emilia, starting from Piazza del Monte and heading towards the city gates of Porta Santo Stefano and Porta San Pietro, is a classic outing. It is still fashionable here, particularly on Saturday afternoons, to do a so-called vasca or struscio, which means going for a stroll to admire or to be admired. Young ladies from Reggio dress up in elegant clothes for the occasion and walk up and down Via Emilia for hours looking fabulous. Casimir Fréchot, while visiting Reggio in 1711, watching people strolling along Via Emilia, commented, "I don't know if it's due to the climate, but love means such a lot in the city of Reggio that one might define it as an island of Venus in this part of Lombardy. The women are bright-eyed and so ready to catch every opportunity to conquer men's hearts that no one can escape from them." I hope that you too, as you visit Reggio Emilia today, feel as comfortable here as Casimir Fréchot felt back then.